Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a series entitled Mercy Over Judgment. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free copy of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
This will prevent judging. If every time you notice something about somebody else, you do this. If you see something in somebody's eye, tell me what's the first thing you should do. Get out the mirror. Come on, are y'all with me? If you see something in somebody's life, what's the first thing you're supposed to do? Examine yourself. Do I have that? Or worse? And just doing that will break you from judging, if you'll be honest. Why behold a mote that's in your brother's eye and consider not the beam that's in your own eye? How will you say to your brother, let me pull out the mote out of your eye, and behold, a beam is in your own eye? He's talking about somebody's wanting to straighten out other people. And their life's a mess. They want to preach to other people and correct them. And they got glaring issues that they won't deal with themselves. Verse 5, you hypocrite. You're a hypocrite. First, cast out the beam out of your own eye. And then, I might say, and only then, shall you see clearly to cast out the mote out of your brother's eye. And how many think you'd have a different attitude about it too?
Yeah. Yes.
If it took you a bunch of time and work and other people had to help you get the beam out of your eye, and then it took you a while to heal up over it, right?
Yes, sir.
You're going to have a different attitude
yeah.
about somebody got a little speck in their eye. And you'll say, hey, I just went through that myself. Amen. And if I can help you, I'll help you.
Right.
Yes. Right? But to come down in accusative and a critical way, it would just be hypocritical. Because I just got through getting beam deliverance myself. Right?
Right.
Right?
Yeah.
Wouldn't you come across with the kindness. People that have been through it themselves and are honest are not going to be harsh and judgmental. They've been there. They know it's not easy. They know what it is. All right. Turn with me, please, over to 1 Corinthians, the 11th chapter. We're laying a foundation. And we're going to camp on this and stay on this until we get enlightened and healed and filled and thrilled and get completely delivered from judging and quit denying it and start dealing with it. And what will happen as a result? We can stop judgment in our own life. Because if you don't judge, what? You won't be judged. Is that a big deal?
Yes.
Oh, we're going to talk about it before it's over with. It's a huge deal. It's a huge deal. We're talking about trouble in your life.
Yeah.
Talking about problems in your life. How many want to be spared problems in your life?
Yes.
You want to get out of difficulties.
Yes.
Well, then you, what it is you don't want to be judged.
Right.
In 1 Corinthians 11. And down about verse 31. For if we would judge ourselves, we should not be judged. Is this written to us as New Testament believers? 1 Corinthians is New Testament, right? To the saints at Corinth. If we judge ourselves, we should not be judged. But when we are judged, We're chastened of the Lord, that we should not be condemned with the world. Even in that judgment, there's mercy. To spare us from something coming later. But what's the best solution? Verse 31. It's some of the best news you'll ever hear in your life.
Yes,
we can prevent judgment in our lives by simply judging ourselves and not judging others. These two big things. Judging ourselves and not judging others. Now go with me, please, to the book of James. James chapter 2. James 2 and 12. I'm reading in the ASV. He said, "So speak ye, and so do, as they that are to be judged by a law of liberty." What Jesus did. "For judgment is without mercy to him that showed no mercy. But mercy glories against judgment." Hallelujah. Say that out loud. Mercy,
mercy
glories
against judgment.
The NIV says, "Speak and act as those who are going to be judged by the law that gives freedom." You expect to get mercy? Isn't this, how many believe judgment's coming to the world? The great white throne judgment, the judgment seat of Christ. Does the Bible talk about there's coming a time when all these things are going to be judged? How many is expecting mercy?
Yes.
Mercy.
Yes.
Because of what Jesus has done for us. Are you?
Yes.
Well, if we've received mercy, it's only honest and right that we show mercy. Right?
Yes.
I mean, if he's been merciful with me, for then me to get hard and critical and judgmental with you is hypocritical. It's acting like I didn't need mercy and didn't get mercy. And that's what he's talking about. Everything we do, we should remember we have gotten mercy and we're going to get mercy. The easy to read says it like that. I'll read this one instead. It says, "You'll be judged by the law that makes people free. You should remember this in everything you say and do. You must show mercy to others. If you don't show mercy, then God won't show mercy to you. But the one who shows mercy can stand without fear before the judge." Mercy triumphs over judgment. Hallelujah. Mercy glories over judgment. What do you want?
Mercy.
Mercy? Yes. Or judgment?
Mercy.
Hmm? If we don't show mercy, the scripture says we won't get mercy. We will get what we gave. If we judge, we'll be judged. Does the scripture say if you don't forgive, you won't be forgiven? Does it say that?
Yes.
Did Jesus say that?
Yes.
If you don't forgive other people, your Father won't forgive you. Does the Bible say that?
Yes.
We're going to look at it in depth. It's there more than once.
Yes.
This is serious stuff.
Yes, sir.
This is serious business. What if you're not forgiven? Will that affect your life?
Yes.
What if you're judged? Is that going to affect your life?
Yes.
Oh. But if you show mercy when you need it, you'll get mercy. If you forgive, you'll be forgiven. Hallelujah. Somebody say, "I believe it." Thank you, Lord. Now go with me, if you would, while you're excited, to the book of Job. I said, "Job? Can anything good come out of Job?"
Yes.
Job wound up healed and twice as rich as he was before that deal started. So if you're going to say, I'm just like poor old Job, first of all, you need to drop the poor. And then you need to shout if you like Job. Because Job overcame, got healed, and got twice as much as what he lost. Now what we see in the book of Job is a behind the scenes glimpse of the high court of heaven and some things that go on there. In Job 1 and verse 7, the Bible says the enemy came up and the Lord said to Satan, where are you coming from? And Satan answered the Lord and said, from going to and fro in the earth and from walking up and down in it. Is this still going on today?
Yes.
Well, New Testament says he goes about. Yep. Is that right?
Yep.
To and fro.
Yep.
Seeking what?
Yeah.
What's he looking for? He's seeking for someone to devour or to destroy. The enemy's main names in scriptures are destroyer, Abaddon, Apollyon, which both mean destroyer. But don't you like that word may?
Yes.
Seeking whom he
may.
So he can't just indiscriminately destroy people's lives. So we should ask ourselves, what determines who he can destroy and who he can't? Is this something we need to know?
Yes.
Goes on after that talking about resist the devil and he'll flee from you. Are Christians who are believers, they're born again, they're going to heaven, but are there Christians in the earth whose lives are being devoured?
Yes.
And lives are being destroyed?
Yes.
No doubt. No question about that. Is that the perfect will of God?
No.
No, it's not. And then others that are not experiencing the same destruction. And that's why some people will throw their hands up and go, God, it's not fair. Watch out now. What you just did is judged God.
Ooh, wow.
Oh, I wasn't. Oh, yeah, you were. You judged him unfair. People all over this planet are judging God unfair.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching from the series Mercy Over Judgment, you may call More Life Ministries at 417-334-9233. That's 417-334-9233. Just mention that you heard this message on the radio. You may also download this and other messages from our website at morelifenow.org, where you will find additional information about this ministry, including an itinerary of upcoming meetings. Remember to join us in Branson, Missouri on Monday, October 3rd, as we begin our week of increase. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.